Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about liability issues that limit our recreational use of public school facilities.
What?
Yes.
There's liability issues?
Here's the deal, Lee. You think about every neighborhood across the country, every community across the country, we have these beautiful schools that are built, right? You got gyms, you got equipment, you got all this stuff. But what's the only time you get to use them?
During school time when you're not allowed to be in there because the kids are using it.
The kids are using it, and that's it, right? And we have all these great facilities. Now, when I was a kid, you know what we used to do, like when it was really
it was
cold weather and stuff, and we didn't know, you know, it was too cold to do stuff outside.
Get a lock cutter. That's what we did.
We would climb through a window. We knew there was at least one window open in every public school, and we would organize about 10, 20 guys, and we'd go play basketball, and that's
exactly
what we did all day.
Yes.
So,
how many fences did you jump over to play tennis in your life?
A bunch. Many,
exactly.
Many. I had to do a lot of stuff. But apparently there was a study that came out recently in July in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and the researchers looked at the recreational use statutes in all 50 states and found that there's liability protections that could be improved, and with minor, just slight legislative changes, could open up the school facilities and increase our use for them, which would benefit the entire community.
You think?
We have an obesity epidemic in this country right now. It's going crazy. A lot of people can't afford to go, you know, buy lots of equipment or find the facilities. We already have the infrastructure built. All we need to do is tweak things a little bit, make everyone sign a little waiver that says, hey, listen, you get to work out here, but guess what? If you fall off and you're on your own here. We'll bring it to the emergency room.
Not even that.
Yeah, sure. We got to be able to do that. But as far as the other stuff goes, you're on your own here. I think it's worth the change in legislation. I think it's definitely we should look into that further. And because we're talking about everything is already in place, Lee. They have gyms. They have weight equipment. They have lots of stuff. It's only open for a small amount of time. We should open them up on the weekends. We should open them up after school and have stuff at night.
Evenings, afternoons, weekends.
That school should be rocking and rolling all the time. The amount that it would cost to keep those facilities open would be minimal, which you can
put, and then they'd be used.
And then they'd be used
by the public who paid for them.
Absolutely.
What a concept.
I think that's what we need to look at, and we should be doing that right away. So talk to your local community leaders and get that started right now.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.